Friday, well, the celebration of Black History Month began as Negro History Week, which was created in 1926 by Carter G. Woodson, a noted African-American historian, scholar, educator, and publisher. It became a month-long celebration in 1976. The month of February was chosen with the birthdays of Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist, and Presidents Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. The Coffeyville Public Library has its special table honoring Black History Month. We have many books to choose from, including copies of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream, speech from the 1963 March on Washington. We also honor Dr. Eva A. Jesse, a famous Coffeyville native, a known artist, poet, performer, choral director, actress, writer, and composer, and copies of an editorial about her are available. The Coffeyville Library continues to receive books and movies for all ages. We have a new YA, or young adult, and graphic novels, along with manga and anime. Right now, we have a few books written in German that we would love to give away. First come, first serve. And also, check out our new website. Before I close here, I would like to add a little trivia. I know there's a lot of talk about Coffeyville bricks that have been found around the surrounding areas. I have a bit of trivia. When I lived in Rangoon, Burma in 1963 with my family, we saw a Coffeyville brick in Rangoon, Burma. So they got around. Okay. I'd like to close with reading a poem from my favorite Shel Silverstein, The Little Boy and the Old Man. I'm going to read this in voices, so bear with me. Said the little boy, "Sometimes I drop my spoon." Said the little old man, "I do that too." The little boy whispered, "I wet my pants." "I do too," laughed the old man. Said the little boy, "I often cry." And the old man nodded, "So do I." "But worst of all," said the boy, "it seems grown-ups don't pay any attention to me." And he felt the warmth of a wrinkled old hand. "I know what you mean," said the little old man.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So, Lois, thank you so much for stopping by here today. Of course, always love to support the public library and everything you guys do. So thank you so much once again.
All right. Thank you.
Once again, that was Lois from the Coffeyville Public Library. Of course, go ahead and go check them out. They've got a lot of stuff, like she said, celebrating Black History Month with quite a bit of things over there. So we're going to go ahead and take another break. When we come back, it is time to go back to Open Line right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.